from her books, quotations which I knew she had never written. I brought them with me to check up. I wanted to see how they were originally, not after the typists and the stenographers and the proofreaders had fixed it up, but as he wrote it. I got the manuscript. And I testify here that as I read through every quotation I had along from her books was there in writing before me in her own hand, not manipulated, as she wrote it, as astonished, because I knew she hadn't written it. And then she had. I spent 3 months going through the manuscripts, copying some, and reading. And when I was done, I was profoundly convinced that I could not account for those writings only on the basis of divine guidance. I spent practically every morning with Sister White alone. She sat in her rocking chair. She had a rocking chair with a board across on the arm, and there she's sitting right. I'd be there 6 and 5 and 1 morning at 4. She's writing. She'd write 6, 8, 10, 20 pages. Then she'd hand them back to the typist who'd copy them on the typewriter, double or sometimes triple space. She'd ask me to read what she had written, or she would tell me what she had written, and then we'd discuss. I was anxious to find out what kind of mind she had. I was examining her, poor youngster that I was. I suppose she was examining me instead of, but I didn't know that. And I asked all kinds of questions, wise and otherwise. Sometimes she would answer them. Sometimes she'd say, my mind does not run along that line today. Sometimes she'd say, to my astonishment, I don't know any more about that than you do. What? She had written it. There it was. I don't know any more about that than you do. Let's read it. Then I found out that she had to study her own writings as prophets did of old. Peter speaks of those prophets that had to search their own writings, what or what manner of time the spirit which was in them did signify. They didn't know. And so we studied together. We had some very pleasant mornings. Sister White, kind mother in Israel, with a fine sense of humor. That perplexed me. I remember when I first heard Sister White laugh. Oh no, she ought not to laugh. But she did. Just a human being, a mother in Israel, one you could love and feel at home with. When I first came into her office, I looked about, saw her office furniture, and I said to myself, when I get a little better acquainted with her, I'll tell her that she ought to get some new furniture. Her home, neat, clean. A New England home, that's where she came from. A New England home in California. But her office furniture were antiquated from before the war, I mean the war between the states. And she needed some new furniture. One day she gave me an opportunity. Do you think I'm extravagant? She said. I know. I was sure she wasn't. Well, a sister came in yesterday. She looked at my rocking chair. Then she rebuked me for being extravagant. Now she said, I bought that rocking chair for $8 secondhand. And it's very comfortable. You don't think I'm extravagant? I certainly don't.